Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. And we go to the Nonproliferation Treaty of 1968, became in effect in 1970. It's a Cold War document, and it applies in all directions to nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states. And I read from Article 1. Each non-nuclear weapon state party to the treaty undertakes not to receive the transfer from any transfer or whatsoever of nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices or of control over such weapons or explosive devices directly or indirectly. Non-nuclear weapon state party. That would be Belarus, for example. Henry, thank you for helping me with this treaty, because it's reaches back to a period that's difficult to frame here in the 21st century. The world was constantly within moments of a nuclear Armageddon. Vietnam was a catastrophe for the U.S. Soviet Union was a slave state. That was then. However, this treaty is still with us today. Right now, the plain language reading from Article 1 says that Russia just violated Article 1 and that Belarus just violated Article 1. Is there another way to read this?
Yes, they did. And I'm not saying picking sides, but there are two ways to interpret it. And oddly enough, the folks that would say they haven't violated would include probably most of the NATO states, starting with the United States of America. Well, why is that? At the time of the negotiations over this treaty, particularly in the mid-60s, the United States was considering not just having positive control over weapons that it might place on the front line in Europe against the Soviet Union. Positive control means no one can use these till we give the word. They were thinking about having joint custody in some fashion of a force of submarines, surface ships, or bombers, they kept negotiating for several years about something called the multilateral force. Now, it's a little cockamamie in theory, but in practice, it scared the daylights out of the Russians and a number of other people, because one of the countries that might have joint custody was Germany. And the war was not that distant memory, and it was pretty brutal. And what the Germans did, what the Russians did, it's pretty awful. So people were frightened of that. And as a result, the United States said, well, wait a minute, we've got to be able to continue to have our weapons.
We have about a minute, Henry. Go ahead.
In Europe, and so we need to be able to have an understanding that if we have quote unquote control over the weapons, it's okay. They haven't proliferated. And when we promised to make sure that we wouldn't go ahead with joint custody of weapons with West Germany, the Soviets relented and said, okay, you explain this publicly, we won't. That means effectively no one has made a convincing case that everyone agreed on what was meant by the word control.
Henry Sokolsky is the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.